Welcome back to the Fabricated Podcast. I'm your host, Fabrice Fawangi, a.k.a. The GOAT, a.k.a. Mr. Too Tall, Too Clean, Too Fresh, Too... Y'all already know the vibes by now, but welcome back to the podcast. Before I begin, I know, listen, I know it's been a fat minute, guys. I know, but I deeply apologize, man. Like, college, which is a scam, by the way, has just gotten into me and taken over my life, and I've just been busy, man. But it's been interesting, you know, like other aspects of my life have been shining too. So I kind of feel like a step back from everything I have to do to like make sure that, you know, I'm good in those areas. So now I'm back to y'all to make sure I'm good in this area too. So like, you know, it's been fun, it's been interesting, but you know, like Bryson Tiller say, you know, I'm back and I'm better. So welcome back to the Fabricated Podcast, boy. Man, I miss talking to y'all. I miss recording these for y'all. Y'all, cause y'all tune in, y'all tell me y'all's opinion. Bro, it's random because, like, I be chilling, like, in random areas, just, like, having, just regular. And then somebody will pull up and be like, yo, they'll just say some stuff like the last episode. They'll be like, yo, you were doing the nay-nay while you sweep the floor, bro. What the hell? And, like, I'll be like, yo, what are you talking about? And I'm like, oh, he watched the episode. He's quoting my episode. It's crazy. It's crazy. It's so dope. So I'm very appreciative of y'all. And, like, you know, just the support and you know, everything. But yeah, man, you know, I love sharing my peace of mind with you guys and you lot. So with that said, let's get right to it. But throughout my leave of absence, while I've been gone, it's been like a month, two, goddamn. You guys have been tuning in the podcast like crazy, and I've been very thankful. Like, we're booming. You know, I had a very, very successful podcast start. And for most of y'all that don't know, the podcast is on like iTunes, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Breaker, Radio Public, bro. Wherever you get your podcast, it is there. Like, so I'm very thankful that I'm able to do the things that I do the way I do it. So different change of location. I hope y'all like it. If not, I'll probably switch it up, get something a little bit more professional. Also, if you guys don't like listening to the podcast, if you guys don't like the little, like, say y'all on Spotify right now or Apple Music or Apple Podcasts, if you guys like watching the podcast, it's on YouTube too. So y'all can tune in, just look up the Fabricated Podcast and it'll pull up on my channel. So, I work hard so you guys don't. Straight up. But, y'all been tuning in. I'm doing good in school. I'm excelling in my areas. I had a test this morning from Thanksgiving, bro. That was crazy. But I'm doing good there. I caught me a queen. Oh my God. She bad, bro. She is bad. This girl is fine. And she's amazing, bro. Like, you know, she's my world and I love her. I'm super blessed to have her, really. That's a topic for another. That's a whole like podcast episode. But I'm doing decently well in college. Grades are up, caught me a queen, and, like, family's great, you know. My brother just committed to Texas Tech, so football, he's D1, so hopefully y'all will see him soon and watch him play. I'm excited, he's excited. I'm going to have him on a podcast very soon, so y'all tune in for that. I have three more episodes coming right back to y'all, so y'all better get ready, and they have a couple guests on there too, so I'm very excited. But, So, yeah, everything else is going smooth, man. You know, I'm blessed and grateful. I can't complain much, so. But, yeah, the main topic of today's podcast episode, and what's episode title is called Mind Over Matter. So, I'm not going to look up the definition because, you know, we all know what mind over matter is. Like, going through the pain or something, you always want to quit early, but it's really all in your brain, so, you know. How strong is your mental state? How strong is your mind to make sure that you can get through what you got to do to be successful, you know? So, you know, they're not like, okay, life is like driving through like the world's most insane highway, you know what I'm saying? Like, and like at the end of the highway is your goal, your destination, your whatever you deem success, that's at the end of the highway. But then every exit on the way there is a distraction or something to get you to where you take your mind off of where you gotta go. So, for instance, like, let's say you're trying to be the best, I don't know, accountant in the world. You got numbers. Okay, so you start a little elementary, you get your elementary done, then you go to middle school, junior high, graduate high school. You're like, okay, I'm gonna apply for a job. And then like, oh snap, my friend's partying over there. I might party a little bit. Oh snap, baby girl out here looking thick. I might holler. You know what I'm saying? Those are like the little exits off the highway. And then you end up doing these things, and what you realized is you took so many exits that you extended your stay over there. But if you stayed on the highway, you would have got to a destination quicker. So, like for instance, in my case, I don't know what I want to do in life. And that's most of us college kids. We just doing degrees. But I know that to get to where I have to get to, you know, obviously I got to grind and stuff. But there are a lot of distractions on the way. I'm grateful that my queen isn't one. You know, we thriving to get to, like, to be the best that we can together. So that's beautiful. But, like, I don't know, let's say college parties. Let's say college parties start. And you're like, oh, snap. Okay, instead of doing homework this, I'm going to do it Saturday, I'm going to do it Sunday. And then you go party Saturday night. And then Sunday, you get to your homework, you're like, oh, snap, I don't have enough time. And then you get a lower grade than you would have if you did it Saturday. You get what I'm saying? So then that might offset your, and then let's say you do that consistently over college or high school or whatever. And then you're like, oh, snap, I don't have the GPA to get into, like, Yale or something. And you're like, oh, crap. And then you see what I'm saying? So, like, all of the little distractions got you to where you are. And it's like all those exits you could have taken, bro. You know, that you take. And the question is, bro, if you're going on this one highway to your goal and the exits are the distraction, ask yourself this. How many exits have you taken? Bruh. If you've taken a lot, you know, you'll know. Because you don't want to be 30 working at Walmart, bro. You know what I'm saying? Like, I ordered a, what's the joint called? The bacon burger joint from Whataburger. And the person that was receiving me was like some 60-year-old. Now, I can't knock them for working at Whataburger. But I was like, you know, I can't knock them because they're on their grind. You know, they're trying to get the little money. They're on their grind for themselves. But it's like, man, if I was your age, you know, I really don't want to be here at Whataburger in some random city, you know what I'm saying? So it's like, man, how many exits did they take? What did life take them? Was life really fair to them? And that's the thing. That's why I bring it back to mind over matter, because it's like, okay, what did you put your mind to, and at what point did you give up? You know what I'm saying? Let's say you're at the gym. You got to get your little, oh, swole season. You know the vibes. And then you out here, I'm trying to get swole. I got to do 4 reps of 12. And then you get to the fourth set, and then you get to, like, 6. You're like, oh, crap, my joint hurting. And then you get to 7, you're like, I could probably do 8. And then you get to 8, you're like, yeah, I'm definitely done. And then you get to 9, you're like, all right, I'm not going to try no more. You know what I'm saying? But then you realize that all the pain in the world is really on your mind. It's just in your head, bro. It's just in your head. So for those of y'all striving to be successful in y'all's future, I, you know, make sure that you don't take a lot of exits. The last thing you want to do is die with regrets. But also party. Party is definitely fun. Bro, the main key, what I realize is the main key to college is making sure that you're happy and good out of it. If your mental state in college is like, you're kind of drowsy, you know what I'm saying? Then you're not going to really be successful in it because you're always tired, you're always partying, you know what I'm saying? So make sure you get your little Happy Meal from McDonald's, get your little smile on your face for college, yeah, you know. Anyway, you guys get the point. But yeah, that's what I'm saying. Where's your mind at, you know, over what you're trying to do? And make sure you set your goals every day because life is too short to be unsuccessful out here. But yeah, and you know, they always say that, you know, you gotta go to college to get it. Bro, let's get into this, bro. I feel like college is a big scam, dog, because I don't even know how to say it. So when I started college, I was doing engineering, obviously, y'all know that. And then now I'm in economics, and what I realized is, like, I don't really want to do economics like that. But then, you don't really need the degree for, bro, all you have to do is just get a degree, and then go get a job where you want. You know what I'm saying? Obviously not in, like, the medical field, but you know what I'm saying? Like, go get a job wherever the fuck you want. And it's crazy to think about it. It's like, okay, what was the point of doing all these derivatives and integrals where when I get to my job, all I do is just train for that position I'm going for And then that's it. That's my job. You know what I'm saying? That's crazy to me. So let's get into that, man. College is a scam. I feel like I'm convinced that the only reason that college exists is to create 9-to-5 robots. You know what I'm saying? Like, just working robots. Like, it's literally ridiculous. Because many college classes are jokes, bro. Y'all know that. Most of y'all, when you start a college class, bro, you get into the class, and then some of the classes, they'll be like, man, you ain't got to show up. You know, mandatory. Attendance is not even mandatory. You can show up, like, next week if you want to. And, you know, it's like, bro, you can't even. Like, and the thing is, most of the stuff that they teach in class, you can learn from YouTube, bro. Matter of fact, I go to class, and if I don't get something, I pull it up on YouTube, and I watch that, and I get it figured out. That's why I didn't really like engineering where I went, because I didn't really, if I had a problem or I want to figure out something, I would just look it up on Google, and that's how I actually learned. So I was like, man, it's kind of pointless going to these classes every time. So that's why, like, I changed majors. That's really why I changed majors. So I don't know, man. And let's look, okay, so you got the school aspect of it. And then you got the fact that it costs so damn much, bro. Like, some people take their lives because of college debt still in their lives, bro. Like, think about that, bro. You have this, just for your education to go somewhere, it's so stressful that you gotta take your own life because it's just haunting you after all these years. Bro, I know, this is a crazy story. I used to work at a Market Street, and one of the coworkers there, she was an old lady, and she was the sweetest, you know, the little old ladies that they look at you, they're like, hey, honey, you know what I'm saying? You're like, oh, I feel entitled, you know what I'm saying? She was one of them, and, bro, she was the sweetest old lady, and she had to be in, like, her 60s, man, and she was working up there. I remember one day she came to work all happy, because we always roasting each other. She came to work all happy, and she was like, man, I was like, what's going on over there? You ready to check out these people? And she was like, I just paid off my college debt. And I was like, bro, at 65. And she was so happy. She was crying and all, man. And that scared me a little bit, you know? Because it's like, you paid your college till 65 years old? That means you weren't even, all the purchases you could have made, everything else, you didn't even do it because you had to pay. Oh. It hurt me to the core, but I was so happy for her. So, like, I rejoiced with her and everything. But it's like, man, really? So, and you know what's crazy? She's 65 and she works at Market Street and she's still paying off her college debt. It's got to be a scam. And then you got frat houses and goddamn sororities, bruh. Listen. Frats and sororities are just programs for the whites to make friends. I said it. Come at me if you want. I said what I said. Because it's true. Britney don't fuck with Taylor if it wasn't for Sigma Chi Theta. I don't fucking know them. But it's like, bro, what are you... You know what I'm saying, bro? I don't like it. I love black frats because of the culture. There's a reason behind them. But I don't like the little, like... frats and sororities that are just there together because they want to have events and all that stuff. You know what I'm saying? It's like, bruh, you could definitely make friends on your own time. But, I mean, I can't knock them because it looks good on their resume. You get what I'm saying? That's what it is, you know. But, hey, I guess it looks good on your resume to Hobby Lobby if you're trying to apply to that. Anyway. Am I going too hard? Like I said, we want all the smoke on the Fabricated Podcast. So, you feel attacked? Come at me. Straight up. But, life is amazing. I'm really thankful to be in a position that I am. I've been, throughout the absence, I've also been watching sports, trying to relax a little bit. Like, the NBA, you know, let's talk about that. So, the NBA is popping off right now. Luka Doncic is on a roll, bruh. Know what? I mean, everybody saw it coming, but I didn't think it was going to be this good, bruh. He's on a different level right now. He's playing out of his mind, bruh. He might even be, like, one of the better players out here. I mean, he's still not better than Giannis. But, you know, he's playing hard. I've been watching that. I've been watching my Lakers. They're unstoppable. We're top of the table right now. I said it in an earlier podcast episode that they'd be a wrecking force. No, everybody was like, man, they're going to be trash because we got JaVale McGee or whatever. But look at us now, bro. We top of the league, 17-3. We lost to the Mavericks. Fuck Luka, but, you know, whatever. The Premier League is on fire. I'm loving the Premier League. Actually, Man U is losing like crazy. I'm kind of disappointed and mad. I don't know, bro. Like, it's so hard to be a Manchester United fan. Because they're so talented, but they're so shit, dude. Like, why can't you win a damn game? You're right there, but you letting Chelsea look good. You making freaking West Ham is doing decent. But it's okay, because I still follow my Tottenham boys, so it's all straight. Carmelo Anthony is back. Isn't that crazy? He's doing good, too, so big up to him. His mom was definitely over his matter, like, he went through, well, how many years was he out of the league? And then he came back and he's dominating. He deserves to be in this league. He's a great player. He came into the class of 03 with LeBron and Chris Bosh and D-Wade and all the greats. And he didn't even get to play, bro. Damn, bro. But glad to see him back. Colin Kaepernick still didn't find a team. Bum at. Nah, okay, he good. He good, people. But let's just hope he finds a team soon because he did fight for the right reasons. But, you know, we live in America. And what you fight for isn't always what's going to stand, unfortunately. But yeah, man, you know what I'm saying? Other than that, I'm straight. I'm uploading a lot more. I want y'all to participate more. Matter of fact, I didn't even get to the G list though. The G list is right here, man. Who's on there? I don't even know who's on there, but if you want to get into the G list, let me know. Just shoot me a text message or just, in the description of the podcast, I should have like an email info. Just email me like, hey, I want to be on the G list. And I'll put you on there. The list is getting bigger and bigger, man. So I'm very, really thankful. Like, we're like, well, we're moving up in the ranks. And I think it's like Spotify or something, you know. We're still like at the bottom. But, you know, we're moving up. We good people out here. So I'm really looking forward to building my brand. I don't know where I'm going to go. I'm going to try and like look out. So I'm graduating soon. I'm graduating in a year. And it's kind of scary because I have to start looking for like graduate schools and thinking about what I really want to do, you know. And it's scary because the world is really like small. So I don't know, but either way, I'm gonna rock out with y'all. You know, y'all my fabricated podcast peeps. You know, whatever you hear on here is never fabricated. That's why it's called a fabricated podcast. So, but yeah, let's see what else is going on out here. Ain't really much going on. I'm still a big nerd. I caught my queen. I'm hooping a lot more. I'm out here doing dunks. You know, I'm posterizing y'all don't want no smoke. But yeah, I'm very grateful for the opportunity that I have, and I want to thank you guys so much for tuning in. But yeah, it's a fabricated podcast. Y'all know the vibes. I'm finally back. This episode should go out on Wednesday. And then there should be another one sooner than that. Because I have finals coming up. Yo, finals is in like, my finals start on like the 6th, bro. I'm kind of scared. And it's like right around the corner. And I'm not even ready. So I got to get to that. But I'm going to have an episode, if not the 9th or 10th. And then more coming and more frequently too. So I'm thinking about doing a season 2 for you guys, you know, starting fresh and then doing it major. I had a whole podcast makeover. I hope y'all like the cover art and all that stuff. So I like how I'm moving slowly but silently, you know what I'm saying, but effectively. I just had a little break that I had to take off, a little hiatus, but now I'm back. Y'all better expect more from me. I'm gonna bring the hype, I'm gonna bring the fun, I'm gonna bring the authenticity. Everything is coming back on the Fabricated Podcast. And with that said, I'm gonna leave y'all with the greatest of tunes. It's been your boy Fabrice Fuanji. And remember, not everything you hear on here is fabricated. I'm out.